Welcome to Strategic Spark. Today we're looking at something I bet everyone listening can relate to. It's that constant struggle of balancing strategic initiatives with keeping the lights on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like trying to reach for the stars while making sure you don't trip over your own feet.
Exactly. That's the challenge of balancing those exciting forward-thinking projects with the essential but often overlooked work of business as usual.
Or BAU, as most people call it.
Right, BAU. And the source material we have today gives some really practical advice on finding that balance.
Plus, it dives into how BAU actually plays out in different industries. We're talking healthcare, retail, IT, even manufacturing.
It's a pretty fascinating mix.
It is.
So let's start by defining BAU. Our source calls it the regular ongoing activities that ensure a business continues running smoothly.
It's easy to forget about those things when you're chasing those big new projects.
Totally. But they're the foundation of everything.
It's like the difference between building a house and actually living in it.
Oh, I like that.
You need that initial construction project, of course.
Live, of course.
But without the ongoing maintenance, the repairs, the, you know, keeping the lights on, that amazing house is going to fall apart pretty quickly.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Our source gives some examples of what they mean. Things like customer service, maintenance, administrative tasks, bookkeeping.
All that stuff we kind of take for granted until it goes wrong.
Exactly. And that's where things get tricky when you layer on those big strategic initiatives.
Right.
So think about launching a brand new e-commerce platform for your retail business.
Okay.
Huge strategic move.
Absolutely.
But it also has a ripple effect on BAU.
Yeah. How so?
Well, you're suddenly dealing with a ton of customer service inquiries as people are trying to figure out the new website.
Right.
Maybe running into glitches even.
Uh-huh.
And that all falls on BAU to handle.
So the strategic initiative, while positive in the long run, initially disrupts the BAU flow.
Exactly. So the question is, how do we manage that? How do we keep everything running smoothly while still pushing forward with those ambitious plans?
Well, our source actually outlines 5 key tips for achieving that balance.
5 tips. Okay, great. Let's hear them.
All right, so the first one is about prioritizing tasks.
Okay.
But not in the way we usually think about it. It's more about focusing on outcomes rather than just outputs.
So instead of just checking things off a to-do list, we need to think about how each task contributes to the bigger picture.
Exactly. Before you even open that email or attend that meeting, ask yourself, how does this help us reach our strategic goals?
So even those seemingly mundane BAU activities need to be aligned with the overall strategy.
Absolutely. Everything we do should be moving us closer to where we want to be.
Makes sense.
The second tip is all about resource planning.
Okay.
And this one's about anticipating potential conflicts between your strategic goals and your BAU needs.
Got it. So basically looking ahead and spotting those potential roadblocks before they pop up.
Right.
So going back to that e-commerce platform example.
Yeah.
You'd want to figure out exactly what resources you'll need, not just for the project itself, but also for managing any impact on BAU.
So that means people time budget the whole 9 yards.
Exactly. And I'm guessing this is where resource management tools can come in handy.
Oh, absolutely. Tools like the ones that Quantiv offers can be a game changer here.
I was going to say, because I know they have some great resources for this kind of thing.
They do.
And listeners can learn more at Quantiv.com.
Yep. These tools can help you visualize your workload across different teams, anticipate bottlenecks, even model different resource allocation scenarios.
So it's like having a crystal ball that helps you make those tough decisions.
Pretty much. And that actually leads us to tip number 3, leveraging those resource management tools.
Okay, so use those tools to make smarter decisions about how we allocate resources.
Exactly. They can be like your control tower, giving you real-time visibility into what's available and what's in demand.
So you can make those crucial allocation decisions on the fly without sacrificing BAU to keep your strategic initiatives moving forward.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Okay, what's tip number 4?
Tip number 4 is resource leveling and smoothing.
Resource leveling and smoothing. What does that mean?
It's about distributing workloads strategically to avoid those bottlenecks.
Okay.
And maintaining a sustainable pace.
So making sure no one's getting burnt out or overloaded.
Exactly. You don't want a team that's exhausted because they were pushed too hard to meet a deadline while also handling their normal BAU tasks.
It's about taking that long-term view, making sure everyone has the capacity to contribute effectively.
Right.
And that's crucial for success in the long run.
It is.
All right, so we've covered 4 tips. What's the 5th and final one?
OK, Continuous monitoring and adjustment.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because, you know, no plan survives first contact with reality, right?
So true.
It's about regularly reviewing your progress.
Okay.
Assessing the impact of your strategic initiatives on BAU. And making course corrections along the way.
So basically staying flexible and adaptable.
Exactly. Because things change constantly.
They do.
And you need to be able to adjust your approach as needed.
I like it. So it sounds like finding that balance between strategic initiatives and BAU is all about being proactive, strategic, and flexible.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so we've covered the five tips, but I'm curious, what does BAU actually look like in different industries?
Yeah, great question. Our source highlights a few sectors, IT and technology, healthcare, retail, and manufacturing.
Perfect. Why don't you take IT and I'll tackle healthcare?
Sounds good to me. So in IT, BAU is all about keeping things running smoothly in the digital world.
It's like the invisible force that keeps our systems up and running.
Exactly. And our data secure and users productive.
It's the stuff you don't even think about until it breaks.
That's right. Like those regular software updates.
Oh, yeah.
They can seem like such a hassle.
They can.
But they're crucial for patching security holes and making sure everything works the way it's supposed to.
It's like preventative medicine for your computer systems.
I like that analogy. And then there's network monitoring, constantly scanning for any disruptions or threats.
Like a 247 digital security guard.
Exactly. Always on the lookout to keep things safe and stable.
And of course, we can't forget about user support.
Ah, yes. Those tech wizards who come to our rescue when we're completely lost.
They're the real MVPs.
They really are. Keeping everyone productive and minimizing downtime.
So basically, BAU in IT is all about keeping the digital wheels turning.
Pretty much.
Okay, so let's switch gears and talk about healthcare.
Okay, healthcare.
BAU in this sector is all about ensuring patient well-being.
Right.
And keeping those essential day-to-day operations running smoothly.
In a very high-stakes environment.
Exactly. Right. So one of the most fundamental BAU activities in healthcare is patient scheduling.
It sounds simple.
It does.
But coordinating appointments, managing patient flow, minimizing wait times. Mm-hmm. It's all crucial for a well-run facility.
Especially in a busy hospital or clinic where efficiency is key.
Absolutely. And then you have those daily rounds and patient monitoring.
Making sure patients are getting the care they need.
Exactly. And that any changes in their condition are caught early.
It's about that constant vigilance and attention to detail.
And behind the scenes, there's the crucial task of updating medical records.
Making sure all that patient information is accurate and up to date.
Which is so important for informed decision-making and continuity of care.
And let's not forget about maintaining a safe and hygienic healthcare environment.
Oh, that's crucial.
All those people who are constantly cleaning and sterilizing equipment.
They're the unsung heroes, keeping those spaces spotless and infection-free.
So important.
It is.
So we've seen how BAU plays out in IT and healthcare. What about retail and manufacturing?
Great. Let's dive into those. You want to take retail?
Sure. I'll tackle retail and you can take manufacturing.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so in the world of retail, BAU is all about creating that smooth and enjoyable customer experience.
Both online and in physical stores.
Exactly. And a lot of that comes down to those behind-the-scenes BAU tasks.
The stuff that customers don't even see.
Right. But that makes a huge difference.
Like inventory management, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure you have the right products and the right quantities at the right time.
Especially with online shopping and trends changing so quickly.
It's a constant balancing act to avoid stockouts and keep those customers happy.
For sure. And then there's the art of restocking shelves.
Making sure those popular items are always available and easy to find.
It seems simple.
It does.
But there's a lot of planning and execution that goes into it.
To keep those shelves fully stocked and visually appealing.
And of course, we can't forget about processing transactions.
Whether it's at the cash register or online.
It has to be quick, secure, and efficient.
Absolutely. And then there's maintaining that clean and inviting store environment.
No one wants to shop in a cluttered or dirty store.
Definitely not. It's all about creating that welcoming atmosphere and showcasing your products in the best possible light.
And don't forget, all of this can be managed better with the right tools.
That's right. Quantiv.com has some great resources if you're in retail.
Great point. Okay, so now let's shift gears to manufacturing.
All right, manufacturing.
BAU in this industry is all about precision.
Uh-huh.
Efficiency.
Right.
And keeping those production lines humming.
And one of the most critical aspects of that is equipment maintenance.
Keeping those machines running smoothly.
Exactly. Because a breakdown can bring everything to a screeching halt.
It's like taking your car in for a regular servicing.
To prevent those unexpected breakdowns.
Exactly. And then there's the crucial role of quality control.
Making sure that every single product meets those high standards.
Because one faulty product can damage a company's reputation.
And lead to costly recalls.
Yeah, it's about maintaining those high standards every step of the way.
And then there's the challenge of managing those production schedules.
Oh yeah, making sure orders are fulfilled on time and resources are being used effectively.
It's a complex puzzle, especially when you're dealing with fluctuating demand and tight deadlines.
Definitely. And we can't forget about safety.
Oh, absolutely. Safety is paramount in a manufacturing environment.
Regular safety inspections and following those protocols are essential.
To protect those workers and prevent accidents.
Because a safe work environment is not only ethical, but it's essential for productivity and efficiency.
Exactly.
So all of these BAU activities.
From equipment maintenance to quality control to safety inspections.
They're the unsung heroes of the manufacturing world.
They might not be as glamorous as launching a new product, but
right,
they're the foundation of a company's success.
So it all comes back to that balance between strategic initiatives and BAU.
Because when they work together, they create this powerful engine for growth and innovation.
It's like a well-oiled machine, with each part playing a crucial role.
And remember, if you're looking for some help managing that balance,
yeah,
Quantiv Strategy AI offers real-time analytics and insights to help organizations make those tough decisions.
It's a great tool.
It is.
And you can learn more at Quantiv.com.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this look at strategic initiatives and BAU, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think it's about changing our perspective.
Okay. How so?
We need to stop seeing these as two separate things.
Okay.
And start seeing them as two sides of the same coin.
Because they're both essential for achieving those long-term goals.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Uh-huh, that balance.
Where strategic initiatives drive innovation and growth, while BAU provides that solid foundation.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
No, definitely not. The balance is going to be different for every organization.
Based on their industry, their goals, their resources.
Exactly. It's about finding what works best for your unique situation.
And being flexible.
Right. Always being willing to adapt.
So that's where those five tips we talked about come in handy.
Absolutely. They provide that framework for navigating this balancing act.
Prioritizing tasks with outcomes in mind, resource planning.
Leveraging those resource management tools.
Resource leveling and smoothing.
And continuous monitoring and adjustment.
Those are great tips.
And if you need more help, remember, Quantiv Strategy AI is there.
With those real-time analytics and data-driven insights.
You can find out more at Quantiv.com.
Perfect. So we've covered a lot of ground today, but I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Our source emphasizes the importance of balancing strategic initiatives and BAU in today's business world.
Right.
But what if the future of work isn't about balancing these two, but about blurring the lines between them?
Interesting.
Could we reach a point where every task, every role, contributes to both operational efficiency and innovation?
That's a fascinating question. I think it highlights the need for adaptability and a mindset shift.
Where we see every activity as an opportunity to move the needle, both in terms of daily operations and long-term strategy.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to Strategic Spark.